And that audio clip you've been hearing all day of President Trump saying that North Korea's threats will be met with fire and fury may have been improvised. That's according to the New York Times. His comments are being defended by some, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Here he is on CBS This Morning.
Put yourself in President Trump's shoes for a moment. Where does your allegiance lie? Isn't your primary purpose as President of the United States to protect the American homeland from a nuclear weapon attack by a guy like Kim Jong-un? He's going to pick homeland defense over regional stability, and he has to.
But New York Congressman Elliot Engel, the ranking Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, called the president's remarks unhinged. Military analysts said don't meet violent rhetoric with violent rhetoric. And Secretary of State Rex Tillerson dialed back the rhetoric a bit. Let's bring in our Here Now political analyst, Jamal Simmons, our Democratic strategist. Hi, Jamal.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Hi, Paris.
Hello, hello, hello.
Start with you. President Trump threatened North Korea with the fire and fury like the world has never seen. His defense secretary also had strong words. But staying with Donald Trump, fire and fury may be improvised. Good move or mistaken escalation?
I don't think it was a mistaken escalation. I think what we saw was the president being exactly who he is, which is someone who is always going to put America first, someone who's always going to put the safety of the American people first, and someone who is not going to be intimidated on a national stage by Kim Jong-un, who thinks that he can say what he wants and do what he wants and fire off these missiles in an attempt to test the president. Every president, first term, that comes in gets tested internationally, and this is President Trump's test, and I think he passed it by showing the world that he's not going to be threatened or intimidated by a radical dictator overseas.
Isn't there a risk, though, Paris, of using that kind of rhetoric with somebody who may be unstable in North Korea?
Sure, there's always a risk, but President Reagan ran the risk when he said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall," and
well,
meant it. And
people Gorbachev was not Kim Jong-un.
That is true, but at the same time, we were talking about language that's political, that's used on as relates to foreign leaders. This is the same scenario. They told President Reagan, do not use that because it will be inflammatory and it will be agitate the leader. President Trump, a lot of people on the left are saying this wasn't good language, but it was stated today through the Deputy White House Press Secretary that the president consulted with General Kelly and other members of the National Security Team before he made that statement, improvised or not. They knew he was going to use the language fiery, and so they didn't have a problem with it.
So here's the problem. The problem is, you know, before we've been going back and forth over the president's tweets and what he said and what he didn't mean. And, you know, this is when it gets serious. We're talking about nuclear weapons. We're talking about California. We're talking about weapons that could reach other places in the United States and Seoul for sure. We have got to have a presidency that is more disciplined than the one that we are having. We've got to have one where the president's coordinating strategy. The problem with the improvisation is that the generals, the military, the State Department are not all in and ready to follow on the president's statement with diplomatic and military maneuvers. What we need to have is a president who is consulting with his leaders of the various factions of the government and implementing a coordinated strategy, and we don't have that. It is hurting us, and it's putting the entire country at jeopardy.
Well, Jamal, we don't know that it was improvised. You're going off a New York Times statement. The White House said that the president consulted with the General Kelly, the Chief of Staff, and National Security Team.
But not on the actual topic of the tweet or the statement that he made on camera.
No,
they were not informed about the actual topic of the statement. And I think that is the thing. That rhetoric is so hot at a time where we are talking about nuclear weapons, it's just not acceptable.
I'd rather have a president who says what he means and means what it says than have someone like President Obama who had these arbitrary red lines that people like Ahmadinejad crossed and crossed and crossed, and he never did anything about it.
I think it's important
for President Trump to lay the foundation early on his presidency and say, America will not be deterred. We're going to have the strongest military. And if you think you can intimidate us like you might have done with other presidents, you better think again.
Okay, let's listen to something because President Trump has actually, as with almost every topic, spoken on this issue before in a slightly different way. Let's listen here to him. In 1999, he was on Meet the Press with Tim Russert, and Russert asked about Trump's earlier statements that he would be willing to preemptively strike North Korea. Trump began his response by saying he'd first start with negotiation. Listen to this.
If a man walks up to you in a street in Washington, because this doesn't happen, of course, in New York, but if a man walks up and puts a gun to your head and says, give me your money, Wouldn't you rather know where he's coming from before he had the gun in his hand? And these people in 3 or 4 years are going to be having nuclear weapons. They're going to have those weapons pointed all over the world and specifically at the United States. And wouldn't you be better off solving this really potentially unbelievable and the biggest problem? I mean, we can talk about the economy. We can talk about Social Security. The biggest problem this world has is nuclear proliferation. And we have a country out there in North Korea, which is sort of wacko, which is not a bunch of dummies, and they are going out and they are developing nuclear weapons. And they're not doing it because they're having fun doing it. They're doing it for a reason.
Jamal, what do you make of that when you hear President Trump long ago saying that about North Korea and pushing for negotiation?
That the president does not have a coherent strategy to deal with national affairs. The president is a six-year-old when it comes to many of these things. And it
wow.
sounds as if he is coming up with things off the top of his head, depending on whatever it is the moment requires to make him look better. He thinks it makes him strong to say things like this, but in fact, it threatens all of our security. And I just want to say one other thing. We did a poll with a group I work with, Gen Forward Survey, that polled millennials about whether or not they found the president to be honest and trustworthy. And 67% of millennials did not find the president to be honest and trustworthy. Only 14% did. You can't have a government where only 14% of the largest generation of Americans trust the president to do the right thing.
Paris?
He should try to get those millennials to actually turn out and vote. So until they actually turn out and vote in 60% of the election. And
even 62% of white millennials who actually split on President Trump, they still don't trust him.
I'm not concerned about the millennial vote. What I'm concerned about is the safety of this country. And I think going back to the 1999 tape, what is important to highlight is that this is a president who has been thinking about these issues for quite some time now. And he does have the mindset and the strategy to say, you know what, you can negotiate, but you also can talk tough. They don't cancel each other out.
But you know what, Paris, you said you criticized President Obama, as others have, for drawing red lines, for instance, in Syria, and then not being able to back that up. Isn't this exactly what President Trump just did by lobbing out this threat? You're going to see fire and fury like the world has never seen. And it's not just Democrats are criticizing him. Let's listen to a little of John McCain. He was quick to distance himself. He spoke on Phoenix radio station KTAR yesterday. Let's listen.
The great leaders that I've seen, they don't threaten unless they are ready to act.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that President Trump is ready to act.
Paris, how about that? He did the same thing. He drew a line.
I tell you this, if North Korea threatens the United States and continues on their mission to get a weapon that can hit our shores, the president, the national security team, Department of Defense will be able to retaliate in kind.
What about negotiations? What about diplomacy so that perhaps you don't lose South Korea in the bargain?
You all are assuming that negotiations are not taking place. You all are assuming that will not take place. You all are assuming that the president doesn't have a cohesive strategy.
Well, we haven't heard one.
And why would you hear it? It's not for you to hear. That's just the whole thing. He's already said he's not going to reveal his hand to the media, let alone to the members of the international community, because he has a strategy that is going to work to deter these type of aggressions and always keep America safe.
If we go back and look at things like the 13 days around the Cuban Missile Crisis, you go back and look at the way that President Reagan went with Gorbachev, these were coherent strategies that people
understood. The Cuban Missile Crisis was a coherent strategy? That was the biggest military blunder of JFK's presidency.
Hold on one second. People understood who was at the helm, what decisions were being made. They were communicating not just inside their small group, but they were communicating with people outside. These are very complex situations. And Paris, you've been in the White House. You know that these are very complex situations. This is not a time to be firing off the lip. If talking tough was a part of a strategy the president had that was coordinated with his military advisors, maybe it might work. It does not appear to be that is what's current.
I have to ask about one other thing in the just minute or so we have left, because it's a very interesting story going on, which is the majority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has criticized President Trump's role in the failure of Republicans to overthrow the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Let's listen.
Now, our new president had, of course, not been in this line of work before, and I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process.
Now, that prompted a harsh tweet from Fox News host Sean Hannity. He said, "No, Senator, you are a weak, spineless leader who does not keep his word, and you need to retire." White House social media director Dan Scavino says more excuses. Senate Majority Leader must have needed another 4 years in addition to the 7 years to repeal and replace Obamacare. Paris, is Mitch McConnell in trouble?
It's disappointing for Senator McConnell to make such statements just to seem like he's going to pass the buck on to President Trump and to make it that it's his fault that he was unable to get the Senate Republicans in line to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's unfortunate.
Do you then think that he might have to go as Senate Majority Leader?
I think that's up to the Senate and up to the will of the people. But I think that if he continues along this path of not getting things done, the American people are going to get really fed up with that, and his leadership is going to be tested. You have to deliver, and you have to have results. President Trump is about action. The American people want action, and they want something to happen.
Well, and they say that he's the one who didn't provide the action and bring his own Republicans around. Well, but we'll leave it at that for this week. Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist.
Be safe, everyone.
There's never
Let's hope so.
Time. Thank you both.
Thank you.